Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 54 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vex X, joined with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero. How's everybody doing out there in podcast land?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are joining 6:05 Eastern. We are live and in charge with World Professional Wrestling.
The major leagues, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, leading off this broadcast for 6:05 Eastern, if you turn your attention towards the squared circle, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce to you the one, the only... Are you ready, Johnny?
I was born ready, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Ghetto Santa!
Urban Folklore!
And Uncle Slam! The foundation on which TV Dad Wrestling Federation was built upon.
Fact of life, the first match.
Yes, and have oddly become, literally, urban folklore. These guys are folk heroes. The Uncle, who doesn't like Uncle Sam and Santa Claus together? But these are like tattered rendition. It's unbelievable, and it's a real life, it's a real success story. It's one of the greatest American success stories in the history of our great sport, in my opinion. Oh, God. Really?
Their opponents.
Really?
The World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, the New Royals.
The New Royals. Unbelievable. How is OJ even?
OJ Simpson, along with Dr. Huxtable, coming down to the ring wearing their glorious robes and huddling off the World Tag Championship belts.
Now, what's with the hoodie? What's with the bag and the hoodie with Dr. Huxtable?
He's a physician, sir.
He's a physician, sir. Huh? Okay. Unbelievable. These guys. Oh, come on. Get in the ring. They're ready to go. These guys are going to get
their
ass whipped.
They're just making a phenomenal entrance, and they're enjoying themselves. And for some reason, Johnny Zero is upset by the world champions.
The world champions, they didn't even win it. They can't beat these guys.
It's a one fall.
You're talking about consummate professionals.
12-minute time limit for the World Tag Team Championship.
The only people that ever beat time are the pyramids and the legends of professional wrestling.
There you go, Johnny Zero.
And that's Uncle Slam. And Ghetto Santa, the urban folklore. Are they locking up in the middle of the ring?
Yes, they are.
Looks like Uncle Slam is picking him up for a body slam. He's got him. He's going off the ropes. Hits a flying elbow drop. Very spry for an old man. Everybody keeps saying that they're like old, and it's like
they
what are
you
talking
old,
about?
Though.
The
Let's
kids
be
love.
Real.
Listen to the people out there.
They do love them.
Listen to them. He's spinning around with an arm bar. He's got him in the ropes. The ref is breaking it up. He's pulling him out. To the corner, tagging in Ghetto Santa. Ghetto Santa off the top rope with a knee drop to the armbar. Oh, my God. And OJ is hurt. OJ is hurt early. This is bad. This is bad. He's rolling out of the ring. This is bad.
It is bad for the champion.
Now look. Fred going off the... Uncle Slam going off the ropes. Leaps over top. A flying hurricanrana. A flying hurricanrana. Do you believe that?
No.
Unbelievable.
Please describe
this
it
This is
audience.
Awesome. He went off the ropes and jumped all the way over, not touching the top rope on the other side. This is Archie Bunker, Uncle Slam, going across, making a flip drop, almost like a swanton dive. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Gets him up, brings OJ back in, gets him in the ring, tags in Fred again. No, Fred is the legal man. Excuse me, folks. Fred is the legal man. Fred has got him back in that arm bar again. They're going to work that arm. Fred is tagged. Ghetto Santa has tagged back in. Uncle Slam off the top now. Another flying knee to the arm.
What a great way to start 6:05 Eastern.
Unbelievable. This is where it's at, baby. I apologize. It's going so quick here, folks. I'm sure you can see it on your television
screen.
So
much action.
It's unbelievable. And well, they're getting him into the ropes. They still have five standing. They have a 5-minute count, right? They're whipping him into the ropes. Double drop kick.
Oh.
Double drop kick on OJ. And they are still dragging him into the corner. Unbelievable. Ghetto Santa is going outside the ropes. Now look, Uncle Slam, Archie Bunker is wearing down that arm. He's working it. Look at that. Oh my God, dude. Do you hear that? It's like snap, crackle, pop over
Most
there, man.
Most definitely.
Unbelievable. His joints popping. The people in the front row is just unbelievable. This is crazy. They got that Boy Scout handcuffed to the front row and shit.
Row.
It's a joke. Wait, it's a joke. It's not my joke, but it's somebody else's joke. They're just working that arm, dude. Working that arm. Tags in Ghetto Santa from the top. Ghetto Santa coming in again. Slingshot over the top. Knee drop into the head. Now he's got him back up. Picks him back up. Irish whip into the corner. Ghetto Santa coming in with a flying moonsault. Unbelievable. Right into the corner. A moonsault splash. I guess you would call it that.
I'd say that, sure.
I wouldn't call it a perfect 360, but who cares? It got the fans seem to love it.
They do love it. Dr. Mm-hmm. Huxtable is playing with that bag in the corner. What exactly is happening, sir?
I have no idea. Why don't you close your side of the ring? I'm over here on the other side. I can't.
Now
I can't tell. He's always secretive with it.
I'm not a tabloid reporter. I'm part of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. I'm a spokesperson.
You're the ultimate tabloid reporter.
How dare you, sir?
How about you just call the match and tell me what's going on with this bag?
I want to know what's happening.
Well, I can't see from my angle. You're on the other side of the table. I mean, like, I had to move out of the way for your, your fur coat and stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, I don't like your attitude. Right? I don't appreciate it.
The magenta. No, but seriously, I can't tell. What is he doing? What is he getting at? Is that a foreign object? That's right. And the fans are loving it. Ghetto Santa. With the black and purple and red.
Black and purple and red.
Yes. It's awesome, dude. It's awesome. What a great suit. He's still got the... He's put the Santa hat on. Now, he needs to... They need to take advantage of this match.
OJ's got a tag.
Yeah. I would think so. But I'm saying the skill, power, experience definitely goes to Urban Folklore. But these are younger men. So they have to stay on that, OJ. You can't get...
And there's not much we know about this Dr. Huxtable, to be honest with you.
No, not at all. Fred, Ghetto Santa tagging in Uncle Slam, and they're going to send OJ into the ropes. Urban Folklore double forearm to the head. Now slipping over, he makes the tag to Dr. Huxtable. Actually, I think he ran it when they pushed the Irish whip. I think he went into the ropes. I think he made the tag. Now, Dr. Huxtable coming to the ring, just staring them down.
He looks angry, sir.
He's just grabbing his chin like he's thinking. I don't know what that's all about. The legal man would be Uncle Slam at this point. What's going on? They're gonna...
I don't know what's going on. They're just standing there staring. It's a bizarre situation. Well, they're Uncle Slam facing off against Dr. Huxtable.
Dr. Huxtable, they must have had something. Okay, they're going to call straight up collar, elbow, tie, up power. I'm going to give the power.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Archie Bunker. Bunker's got him in the corner.
We need to break for a commercial.
Stay with us, folks. Stay with us. We got to pay the bills.
Hello. See these little fellas? They're the Beatles. Inflatable Beatles. They're yours, the four of them, for just $2 and two wrappers from Dove or Lux or Lifebuoy. So you'll find the Beatles at your supermarket in this display. Here's John, Ringo, George, and Paul. For full details, visit this display at your supermarket and have the Beatles, all four of them, for your very own.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are midway through the heavyweight tag team champions of the world defending their title against the one, the only Ghetto Santa and Uncle Slam.
Urban Folklore, it wasn't a myth. Uncle Slam, Archie Bunker is in there. And folks, you got to remember, we started our first ever match at the TV Dad Wrestling Federation was who would win, Archie Bunker or Fred Sanford? Here we are, they're donning the apparel, so to speak, of, you know, two legendary folk characters, Uncle Slam, Uncle Sam himself, and Ghetto Santa, but they have their own take on it. It's just great. And Bunker is just in there working that. He's working it. He's working it. He's pulling him back to the corner. He's tagging in Ghetto Santa. Ghetto Santa getting up top. Fred Sanford from the top rope with a flying elbow. Unbelievable, man. Look at the continuity here. It's unbelievable, wouldn't you say?
A fantastic match. A fantastic team. They are dismantling the newly crowned World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions one move at a time.
Unbelievable. Now Fred getting back up. Ghetto Santa, picks him up again. He's got him for a body slam. Nice, going off the ropes. Hits a nice knee drop and rubs it in right in the forehead there. Right in the forehead. Reaches back around, tags in. Look at the continuity here, man. It's like one knows what
back and forth. It's
unbelievable. He's they're keeping him in that corner, though. That's the important point. They're keeping him in that corner. And Ghetto Santa, I mean Uncle Slam, excuse me, Bunker on the top rope comes off with a flying leg drop.
OJ Simpson is powerless to defend the championship. He's in the corner waiting for a tag.
He needs that tag.
Yes, he does. Definitively. We have to get OJ back into the ring, or there's a good chance we could have new tag champions right here tonight.
Huxtable's not. And Fred Sanford, Ghetto Santa, if you will, is just working that arm still. He's working the arm. They've been working the arms of both these opponents, and it seems to be doing it. He's reaching over. Tags over again. Now, Archie Bunker going up to the top rope. Fred is body slammed him. Archie Bunker with a moonsault. Unbelievable. Gets him. One, two. No. Kicks out. He's scurrying over back and forth. Makes the tag to OJ. OJ's in the ring. OJ in the ring against Uncle Slam. Uncle Slam, they both lock up. It's a test of power here. Wow, who's going to win that one? I don't know. The hell hath no fury like an angry old man. That's
yes,
all can,
sir.
Well, it looks like the referee's breaking up. Archie's going to... No, Archie, don't give... Arch, yo, Arch, don't give him a clean break here. OJ with a low blow there. Unbelievable. Gives him an elbow across the eyes, too. Rakes his face across the top rope. The steel cables here at the TV Dad Wrestling Federation. That's got to hurt. That has got to hurt. Now, Archie needs to make a tag to Fred Sanford. Archie needs to make that tag.
Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but O.J. Simpson is in the ring, and we have his partner going around. He's kind of messing with the gentleman on the ring apron. He's messing with Mr. Sanford.
Yes, he is. What's
There's
going on
with
there?
The bag.
What is going on with that bag? Oh, shit,
There's
man.
An explosion. Both men are now unconscious onto the ring apron. Onto the floor.
What's going on?
And in the squared circle is OJ facing off against.
Unbelievable, against Archie Bunker.
Yes, sir.
The Uncle Slam. Uncle Slam picks up OJ, whips him Irish whip into the turnbuckle, into their corner. Comes in with a flying splash with a clothesline there. Tags in Ghetto Santa. He's pulling him out. He says five count. What the hell is Archie doing? He's picking him up for a backbreaker, and he's leaving on the knee. Ghetto Santa gets up on top, comes over the flying leg drop, rolls over OJ. One, two, three, unbelievable! Unbelievable! Urban folklore still exists, folks. Giants do still walk the earth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bunker and Sanford,
your winner and new World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Urban folklore!
Unbelievable. The pioneers of TV Dad Wrestling, if you will, have pulled it off. This is unbelievable, folks. This is great, man. Look at them there. This has been a long time coming, man. Really. I mean, think of all the health problems Fred's had and Bunker being there waiting by his, in the earlier episodes, waiting by his bedside table and all the scares we've had.
I gotta tell you, Johnny Zero, this is a travesty. The World's Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, the New Royals, have been stripped of their title unceremoniously by a cheating urban folklore with explosions on their side of the ring. I do not appreciate this.
No, man.
Tonight.
That was probably, I don't know what that was. That was something that whatever Huxtable had in his bag, my friend. And I'm telling you that this has been a long time coming. That Ghetto Santa and Uncle Slam, urban folklore, the pioneers of TV Dad Wrestling Federation. The foundation on which we're built, if you will.
No, Johnny Zero, not the foundation of professional wrestling. A travesty, if you will.
It's
a flawed foundation on sand, smoke, and mirrors. They are not the heavyweight tag team champions.
This is
a ruse and a farce.
What are you talking about? What was the most argued match?
Don't change the subject. You're trying to go back to ancient times and ancient history when I'm telling you that the World's Heavyweight Tag Team Champions have been robbed on national television on 605 Eastern.
This guy. You believe this guy? Listen, Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford, dressed as Uncle Sam and Santa Claus.
They're thieves. They're thieving
just
bastards.
Just won. Upset. Dr. Huxtable and O.J. Simpson, the World Heavyweight Tag Team Championship.
Yes, the new
Do
Royals.
You believe in miracles?
Do you
believe it?
How dare you? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry to say we're going to take a commercial break, but please bear with us momentarily.
Stay with us, folks. We've got to pay the bills.
The old buddy Ernest, and put down that Mountain Dew and start drinking better tasting Mellow Yellow. You know, Vern, the one with a little
Splash of Juice? The one that beat Mountain Dew in the taste test? So, Vern, make the mellow yellow move. Know what I mean? Pretty smooth, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to 605 Eastern. We have just crowned erroneously new heavyweight tag team champions of the world.
A historic episode, if you will. It's just unbelievable. I'm so happy, the elated, even the guys from the back, the boys in the locker room came out and celebrated with Ghetto Santa and Uncle Slam. They are truly world heavyweight champions. Finally, I mean, a travesty of justice was done. It's about time that they got that shot. And they did it, and they came through in spades. That explosion that you're talking about happened in Dr. Huxtable's bag, my friend.
That is not true.
It did happen over there. That's something. Oh, no. It's your favorite. It's your favorite, buddy.
I fucking hate these people.
It's your favorite team.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the backfields of Virginia, the Trailer Park Express.
Bluefield. Unbelievable. Oh. Why are there no gimps?
You got Peaches.
Peaches is
you got
there.
Velvet Elvis.
He's coming down the runway. He's getting in the
and
ring.
Here comes Jim Varney.
Peaches is just dancing around with Daisy Dukes on it. It's unbelievable. Varney is coming down, coming over. Get the fuck away from my bike. Get the fuck out of here, Varney.
Disgusting.
You're away. Get away from me, man.
God, they're vile human beings.
I don't want grease on my fucking mic, okay? What the fuck? Velvet One coming out rather slowly, spreading his Elvis cape wings that are black and red and have bat scallops on them. Unbelievable. With the chin strap of his pompadour. Unbelievable. Now they're getting the ring. Who are they facing?
The challengers tonight, making their television debut, the Rio Grande Boys, Big Jack Sullivan, and the Rawhide Kid.
Oh shit, the Rio Grande Boys. Wait a minute, man. Something look familiar to you? Vax, I'm serious. Does something look familiar to you?
Yeah, there are two jerk-offs wearing masks. What do you want from me?
No, bro. There's nothing wrong with a mask.
I'm not talking to you right now. They stole the tag team belts from the fucking New Royals, and you want me to sit here and critique these people?
I'm talking about the guys in the mask here. Does something look familiar to you?
No. What are you talking about?
Well, we know that the world heavyweight champion, the real-life Charles Ingles, has...
Well, the former world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, I guess.
Of his title.
Thanks to Gwyn. Yeah, yeah. Thanks to Herman fucking Munster. Yeah, I agree. Anyway, I don't know. It looks familiar to me. All right, here we go, folks. We're locking up in the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a tag team match with a 25-minute time limit. One fall or count out.
It looks like looks like Rawhide Kid's getting in there. They're going to do a call. They're circling around each other in the ring.
You've got the Rawhide Kid and Peaches wearing those little tiny shorts that he always wears. An overweight man, not attractive. Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, but he does have a serious power advantage.
So
and
Peaches
height advantage.
Locks up with, what is this person's name?
The Rawhide Kid.
Now, the Rawhide Kid looks suspiciously like someone that we've seen before.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Absolutely, I agree. And wait, Fireman's Carry Takeover, he uses his leverage.
Could that be Tattoo? Could that be Tattoo wearing a mask?
No, I doubt it. I think that man's much taller than Tattoo. I can see a little red hair coming out the back of his mask.
Oh, think it's Bobby Brady? But, yes, I understand.
No, but that could be just the laces from it. I have no idea. He takes over Fireman's Carry Takeover. He's locking up an arm bar. He's got him there working it.
Larry's in pain.
Yes.
Peaches is in pain.
Peaches is in pain. But Peaches throws him over with it. The powers used his leverage to his advantage there. Throws him over. Now they're back up again. They're checking each other. Come back around. They're circling around the ring again like sharks in a pool full of red meat. Here we go. They lock up again. And, okay, Rawhide Kid is not... Where are these guys from? I don't know.
As they inch over to the corner, Larry the Cable Guy is attempting to make a tag, and his partner blows some kind of smoke into the face of the Rawhide Kid. The Rawhide Kid has been blinded in some capacity.
Oh, no, he can't see.
He makes the tag. He gets up on the top rope. Double axe handle across the back. The Rawhide Kid falls.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Foxworth. Well, the Velvet Elvis.
The Velvet Elvis himself. The now, I'm not saying one. That smoke was illegal. Perhaps he sneezed. I'm not really sure
what happened. Right, right. And with all the lighting in the place, maybe he could have spewed
Jim Varney
water or
is spraying the ring floor with some kind of a jelly of some sort. Is it some kind of a lubrication?
No. You do that over there, man. Do that over there, man.
The ring floor looks very slick at this time. The Rawhide Kid throws the rope. He slips and falls on his back, Johnny. He's blind, and he's been knocked onto the floor with the KY jelly.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Is it KY jelly?
Why is the referee allowing this? I don't understand.
I have no idea. I have no idea. Who is the referee? Who is the zebra, so to speak, in this match? Unbelievable.
Well, definitively,
professional
I can say
sports.
That since the things have fallen under the tutelage of that gentleman, Lawson, we no longer have any idea who's in the ring.
It's the Wild Wild West.
The officiating has been radically awful.
Rawhide Kid needs to make a tag. The Rawhide Kid needs to make a tag.
He's a hot mess. He can't even see. He can't stand.
Yeah, he's going to have to. Velvet Elvis whips him into the ropes. Clotheslines. Whoa, oh, my God.
What a vicious maneuver.
Did a 360 laid on his face. That's terrible, man. And how come Velvet Elvis can walk on that same jelly and not ever seem to...
No, perhaps they're wearing a special kind of shoe.
That's
they
what I was thinking.
They live in the jelly every day.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
It's part of the suit.
I'm just grateful they didn't touch our microphones today.
It's part of his version of his bizarre, twisted, vampiric version of the Elvis 68 comeback special suit with wings. I have no idea what's going on. That man is hurt. Picks him up again, throws him in the ropes, standing drop kick, and Velvet One stands on his feet. And is watching around, scratching his chin. Is he scratching his chin, or is he checking his
it
chin
It looks
guard?
As though he is taunting Big Jack Sullivan on the other side of the ring.
Yes, he is. And he's also checking his chin strap with these his plastic pompadour.
And he kicks the Rawhide Kid in the chest again.
Unbelievable.
Keeping him on the ring mat.
Unbelievable.
In that awful KY jelly.
He's looking and taunting at Big Jack Sullivan, who's desperately trying to make a tag.
You know, if I didn't know better, that looks like it could be the Iceberg himself, Mike Brady, in a mask.
Mike Brady? No, I don't think. Well, you think he's? I think he's a little bigger than that, ain't he?
Mike Brady bigger than that? Yes, possibly. I'm not really sure. Brady's been working out a lot ever since like the filming for Titanic 2 had ended.
Right.
He's had a lot of time on his hands.
Well, we all want to see that movie. I think it'd be a great, great, great series. Anyway,
sequel to Titanic.
Yes, exactly. He picks up. Rawhide Kid whips him into the ropes, goes for another clothesline. Rawhide Kid ducks, does a tumbling move, jumps and makes the tag.
Oh,
makes the tag.
House of Fire.
Big Jack Sullivan. Unbelievable. He's coming in now. Peaches is coming in. He wants some too. You want some? Come get some. It's Big Jack Sullivan. He's knocking him over the top rope.
I got to tell you, I think that's the Archbishop of Wrestling.
Unbelievable.
That might be the Iceberg, Mr. Brady.
I don't
himself.
Know. I recognize
he's
those
so
punches.
Powerful.
I recognize it. And he's coming. He's got him, tying him down into a crossbow, man. He's got him into a crossbow here.
Look at that fantastic form. I believe that could be Mike Brady himself.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. He's got the arms tied back. Now he's switching it back over, whoops around, and he's got him into some kind of crossface hold with an arm bar with his legs. That's unbelievable. Now, what else is going on? Now he's going up to, he switched back over to a spinning toe hold from behind, goes down, and he grabs the ropes. He grabs the ropes, the referee. Breaks the hold.
Big Jack Sullivan, in breaking the hold, steps over, and he slips in the KY jelly.
Oh, no!
And he's down to one knee.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is bad. Now he's tagging in Peaches. Peaches is in the ring. Peaches running over, dancing. Why is he dancing like that?
He's
like
a flamboyant athlete.
He's flailing his arms all around. He's got Daisy Duke shorts on. Drops a big elbow on Big Jack Sullivan. Big Jack Sullivan gets up. He's mad. Big Jack Sullivan's mad. He's trying to get his footing on this jelly. What the hell is grease in the ring? Is it grease or is it actually?
It's KY jelly. Pay attention, Johnny Zero. You're a tabloid reporter. I'm trying to help you with the facts.
Okay. All right. Cool. He's grabbing the ropes. He's gotten up.
I got to tell you, John, the KY jelly is robbing everyone of their dexterity in the ring as we speak. It's an unbelievable athletic display. I believe there is a possibility that this Big Jack Sullivan could in fact be the television champion of the world, Mr. Brady, wearing a mask for extra financing.
I'm watching his moves and the way he's built. First of all, the height and the build is not the same. I'll be honest with you, man. That looks like the real-life Charles Ingles.
It's funny you should say that, because it's not.
And I think the other guy is Danny Bonaducci.
Oh, my goodness. They're both barred. They cannot participate.
I could be. Well, you saw me. You saw it. The fans saw it. The fans heard it. What happened in the cave. I had chin beard there. Who knows what could have happened. And the way that Cunningham and Chachi and everybody flown in for. Anyway, let's get back to the ring.
Actually, John, I'm so sorry to say, We need to take a commercial break. Please bear with us.
Yeah, stay with us, folks.
We're not so different. We're both corn of action.
Yeah, but one of us is dead corn.
This shit is delicious.
A movie about a guy eating shit. A violent antique show.
It's a pleasure to have you.
The pleasure's all mine.
Letterman from a timeline where Jerry's famous.
Wait. What in the hell?
I agree. Where is this going?
No, the other thing. Go back.
Really? All right, fine.
Glenn, this is a court order. It says you can't eat shit anymore.
All right, Jerry, when you're right, you're right. Now I'm hooked.
Come again.
I want to bite your finger. It's a Dracula. The clock. Just try. Your luck.
If Dracula's cape opens, you have to put your finger in his mouth and press the lever. If he leaves a mark on your finger, you have to start over again.
He didn't bite me!
If you can sneak all the way around Dracula's house, you'll win the game.
You're not supposed to bite people.
It's a Dracula game.
I want to bite your finger from Hasbro.
Welcome back to 605 Eastern. We have Big Jack Sullivan in the squared circle, facing off against a very angry, very lubricated Peaches. I gotta tell you, John, it's a fantastic match so far.
Absolutely. He's finally got wiped off some of the grease on his boots. Big Jack Sullivan has picked up Peaches and throws him, almost slams him in upside down into the corner. Unbelievable. Peaches is hung upside down in a hangman's noose. A hangman's tree, a tree of woe, so to speak.
A tree of woe.
Yes, from Conan reference. And he's putting the boots to him. Referee's coming over. One, two. Oh, now he's getting into it with the Velvet One. Velvet One is shoving him off. Unbelievable. Wait a minute. Big Jack Sullivan with a hit on Velvet Elvis. Hip tosses him over into the ring. Into the ring, backs up. The referee has to back it up. He's got to go over and talk to the Rawhide Kid. Tags in the Rawhide Kid. Rawhide Kid coming over with a jumping drop kick into the corner to the head of Peaches. Into the head of Peaches. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And he's picking him up off the ropes, and he makes a tag. He makes a tag to Velvet Elvis. Velvet Elvis comes in, and Rawhide Kid backs out. And he's done, whips him back in the corner. He's done a drop kick right to the face. He's done a double foot stamp in the air and landed right on his, I don't know, would you call that a drop kick? He's jumped up in the air, stamped the man in his chin, and come back down. And he does not have a height advantage here. I don't see too many people doing that to the Velvet One. The Velvet One slides out of the ring, walking around.
Greasy bastard.
This is just unbelievable.
No one likes these people.
He's talking to Varney. What the fuck, Varney? Come on, man. Get your hands off my fucking microphone, you piece of shit.
Very disgusting, to say the least.
These people are... It's just unbelievable.
This is horrendous. Horrendous match. I hate all of this.
I think you have a great wrestler, scientific wrestler in the ring with Velvet Elvis. I mean, he was trained by Pat Morita. He was trained by Miyagi, dude. I mean, like, the guy's pretty good. But, I don't... And why are there no gimps? They usually have gimps, everywhere.
There's been, like, a huge uproar with the Clown Rising and Clown Rights, and the gimps are involved in some capacity. If I'm not mistaken, the Velvet Elvis himself is having issues with financing and keeping everything afloat.
I've heard the same thing.
Which is why they have to win this match to get the big end of the money tonight.
Yeah. They need that purse. But from what I understand, all the finances go back to Varney. Maybe we can get an interview with him.
You know, John, if you go back into the squared circle, everybody's back in the ring.
Yeah. He's coming back in now, and they're locking up. It looks like Rawhide Kid is still... Rawhide Kid standing his ground with Peaches. He's made a tag. Peaches is in the ring.
Peaches and Rawhide facing off in the ring. As Johnny Zero was describing, it is an unbelievable display of power. They're facing off. Johnny, if you look, the Velvet One has jumped down. He has gotten a greasy steel chair. He jumps back onto the ring apron. He sneaks up behind the Rawhide Kid and strikes him in the back of the head.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner from disqualification, Big Jack Sullivan, the Rawhide Kid, the Rio Grande Boys.
The Grande Boys. Oh, they're still brawling after the match. They are.
Now, let's remember, this is a tag team that will beat you up to your own theme song after they have been disqualified.
And they're getting beat up. What is that? That sounds familiar. Unbelievable. He's beating them up. There's all kinds of people square dancing and stuff in the audience. It's unbelievable. The Rio Grande Boys just making a dent on it. I can't help but think that there is somebody that we know.
It's Brady. I'm telling you, it's Brady.
I'm thinking that's Ingles and BB and Triple B, man. I really do. I think it's Trips and the Frontier.
Which would be illegal. They cannot compete in this organization at this time. They've been barred.
I agree. I mean, as long as Fred Gwynn is the judge and sergeant, but where is the sheriff? Where's Sheriff Griffith? Sheriff Griffith is not.
He's definitely not on hand. I got to tell you, definitively, in my humble opinion, if Griffin was to catch wind that the Rio Grande air quote boys could possibly be
the
barred for life as currently speaking, the former world heavyweight champion.
Was it for life?
The former world television champion competing in the squared circle, I believe they would not be allowed to participate ever again in professional wrestling.
It's disgusting. If you ask me, I mean, I think that's because you have a sergeant of the security agency with Barney the Knife Fife, a.k.a. the drooling jackal of wrestling, there with Sergeant Gwynn, and he's also the judge. And, you know, he pushed out Uncle Phil, too, which really pisses me off, by the way, because he was a fair judge. I feel like this man just wants his own chance at the World Heavyweight title. That's the only title that Gwynn hasn't held or is eligible for him, if I'm not mistaken. Unbelievable, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you bear with us, when we return, we'll have breaking news available at this time.
Absolutely.
Batman's battle against crime never ends, and now you can bring the action home.
Batman, ha-ha, you missed. Yeah, but I only missed once. You can't escape, Joker. But watch if you can. You won't be alone for long.
And in the Batcave,
no criminal can hide from Batman.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast, episode number 54. We have taken our time away from ringside. It is me, VexX, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
People Zero, how you guys doing out there, man? We got a lot going on here. That was a hell of a match there. Vex, I really be honest with you, I think that's the Frontiersman, Charles Ingles.
Well,
and
I got to tell you, you're a tabloid reporter, so I'm not surprised by you surmising this.
What are you talking about? There's live footage of me on. We went off in the surf boat way. I mean the speedboat down Snake River at the Knievel Fest. I was there. If it wasn't for Chinbeard there, we would have fallen down in there. And they left the boat there. I forgot to tell you, it was Minnow 2 that gave us a ride back.
I got to tell you, definitively, why would any of this matter to anyone listening? Like, you're talking about ancient history.
I'm just telling
things
you.
Things that happened 1,000 years ago. We're here for breaking news.
This man fell onto the Grand Canyon with live alligators ready, and he took off one plate of the title. And we should probably talk about that. And Gwynn strips him of the world heavyweight title because he uses one plate, and he cuts open alligators, and he's eating them. And then you have the other man. It makes perfect sense. I know it's a crazy tag team. I know it sounds crazy. But listen, this is a man who knows only of the – he's a man of 1800s mentality.
I got to tell you, I just don't care. You can say it as long as you want.
What are you talking
that
about?
That is old news. You know what?
Well, who do you think it is?
Well, I don't care. I think it's Mr. Brady. All great athletes are obviously Mr. Brady.
I mean,
that's the way it works.
That
he's
was
the greatest
a
thing in professional wrestling today. He's part of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company. He was the star of Titanic 2. He is the iceberg, Mike Brady.
Right. A shameless plug session. I get it.
No, but think about it. He's the biggest star in the world. He was in Star Wars. He played Jabba the Hutt. He was in the movie Jaws. He played that shark. He's a very famous, powerful man.
I'm just waiting for his reprising his role as the iceberg in Titanic 2.
Unfortunately, production is shut down. We've discussed this previously. All right, so bear with us. We have breaking news for the listening public. Everyone at sea, if you, I'm sorry, bear with me, John.
Sure, no worries,
buddy. This is breaking news.
No worries.
So from the desk of Mike Lawson, and I have to stress, it has been interceded on behalf of the Rio Grande boys.
Yeah.
That Mr. Cunningham is representing them in some capacity, which makes no sense to me.
Really?
These gentlemen are now included in the One Fall is the winner tournament for the vacant World's Heavyweight Championship title.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting you. The number one seed is Mike Brady because he's the world television champion. However, we have Lamont Sanford facing off against George Jefferson.
Okay.
We have Tim the Toolman Taylor facing off against Stashburn.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We have the Rawhide Kid facing off against Stephen Keaton,
the Dark Magician.
And Big Jack Sullivan against Corporal Punishment.
Nice.
That's going to be a fantastic match.
That's nice,
match.
Man. I mean, I recognize the music. A little more brutal, I guess. A little more... I can't, you know, like I said, man, I'm only speculating here. We don't know, but that's a hell of a lineup. That's a main event. That's a brutal lineup.
So what happens is they all face each other. Then it breaks down to a second bracket. The winners face them.
Yes.
The ultimate winner goes off to against directly Mr. Mike Brady, who is the sitting world television
champion.
Right,
that would make him the natural number one contender.
And what's going to happen is the next pay-per-view event from the TV Dads Wrestling Federation will crown the new World Heavyweight Champion. Johnny Zero, what are your thoughts?
I'm a little surprised that the Badger, the world's middleweight champion, is not considered an automatic contender.
And I asked on your behalf of that. And then what I was told?
What's that?
Underweight. A middleweight contender is not. No, I hear you.
I think he's proven.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Weight is weight.
Right.
So
right,
maybe
I
if
understand.
He hits the juice and he goes to the gym a little harder next year, I don't know. But right now he's a middleweight contender.
We'll figure it out. But I've seen
noticeably absent for me is James Evans.
Yeah.
And JJ Evans.
And that's the part that makes me angry, is what is going on with the Duke of Chicago, and why is he getting pushed aside?
What I've been advised from Buffalo Butt directly,
right,
and Buffalo Butt Productions.
He's talking about Championship Wrestling from Chicago.
It's true.
Chi-Town Heat Wrestling.
He's going to make his triumphant return, holding the strap in that little development company.
Maybe.
No, I'm just telling you.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, the Don King, this Bookman, Buffalo Butt is quickly becoming the Don King of wrestling.
Well, sure, a negative influence, I'd give you that.
And
why not?
But he's doing, I got to admit, he's doing some outside, he's thinking out of the box. He's trying to book wrestling, you know, versus boxers.
But Mr. Zero,
MMA-style stuff.
Let us speak the truth between us.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, the Duke of Chicago was the world's heavyweight wrestling champion. When it came to defend the title in the ring, mm-hmm. a cyborg, if you will, showed up, a robot version of the champion. That man lost the match, but it wasn't even J.J. Evans.
That was to the workman.
Yeah, right. James Evans.
Yeah, right.
So my question to you, sir, is
yeah.
Where is the real J.J.?
I don't know. He went last I saw him.
He vanished
went,
under
he
that
went,
ring.
He ran under the ring
so
with the Wild
ago.
Thing, John Lithgow.
That guy's back.
Which I don't, much to the chagrin of one Fred Gwynn.
There's breaking news in that department.
Yes, there is.
They have remade the Pet Sematary film.
Tell them,
and instead of letting Mr. Gwynn reprise his role as the evil, cranky old man on the edge of town, they have given that role to Psycho Lithgow himself. Psycho Lithgow taking the role right from the teeth of Frederick Gwynn. Perhaps a travesty. Perhaps it's artistic. I don't know, John. What are your thoughts?
I just would like the real Duke of Chicago, please stand up.
Why would you change the subject, you tabloid reporter? I'm embarrassed by this. We're on national television on 605
Eastern. I'm just saying, man.
I'm trying to ask you a direct question, man to man, and you take it to the tabloid realm.
What are you talking about?
Let's go back to the earlier.
I'm all man in the yard wide,
baby. I'm going to ignore what you say.
It smells like tattoo. That's all I can say. And that's how I feel about it.
Now,
if
you know,
you look at every single... You know, travesty of justice we've had in the entire the Gators down at the Snake King.
The Gators that no one
saw. The Ross Perot's plane going down. The
and
whole thing. There's video footage of it online. What are you talking about?
You're a tabloid.
The security cameras got it, man.
You're suspect, sir.
Guys, you know how to look up. You know how to look it up. Like, this is ridiculous. This guy's crazy. Tattoo has something to do with every little... I'm just saying. He was there at the original meeting between Rupert Murdoch. I mean, he was over in the corner at the bar. hey, Buzz, hey, Buzz, and all that stuff, man. I think,
says you, produce evidence. Show me documentation or something in that capacity.
Apparently, they have found the body of one Duke of Chicago.
You're saying that the Duke of Chicago is deceased? Why? Is that what you're telling me, tabloid reporter?
It's a big wrestler with enough size for a little person to get inside and move its arms with computer-generated
How is this a body? It sounds like an animatronic
drawn
of some kind.
Yes. Well, you saw it when Florida Evans came in the ring and said, "Oh, James, oh,
and
James,"
she cried,
and she started crying
and bursted into flames.
Yes, and it started smoking out. Shorted some kind of thing in there, but it was just small enough. And I do have that. We can bring that in later. We can measure that. Those are exactly tattoos.
Since you just can't stay on subject, can you just please share with us the injury report for 6:05 Eastern? I would greatly appreciate it, Mr. Johnny Zero.
Dude, it was fit for tattoo. All right, this week we have Mr. Brady with his he has a rear hair strain.
What?
A rear
hair
strain.
Is he okay? Is the iceberg of wrestling okay?
I think he's listed as he's not even listed as problem. He's just totally.
He's out.
He's just
on
active.
Injured reserve.
No, he's just active. Why is this on the injury report?
Oh well, you're a tabloid reporter. Anything to get Mr. Brady's name in the news. I understand. Jim.
Okay.
Just to get
okay.
More papers
now soon. Listen. Number five, we have Bozo number six. Bozo the Clown number six. Now, for you guys who don't know, there is an army of Bozo the Clowns. You saw the speech, the clown speech heard around the world, and you're aware of abreast of the information going on, the situation going on with the gimps throwing off their gimp suits and becoming midgets, the Little People's Workers Union. Bozo number six is listed as doubtful.
Doubtful for what purpose, sir?
He has inhalation of golden stash dust.
Oh, well, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
When you face the golden stash in the ring.
Yeah, Tom Selleck apparently had
a fantastic
stepped on his insides.
The undefeated Tom Selleck, the most important non-championship holder held wrestler today.
But what was in that golden stash dust?
Gold.
Dude, no, gold flakes like
they've
that.
Enriched
they put that
his
on chocolate
life.
Cake. I don't you can eat that stuff. I've had it. I've seen it done with lobster rolls and stuff. There's something else in there. He wouldn't be that hurt.
He's a fucking gimp, man. Little tiny lungs. Yeah. They're like creepy little bastards living in the basement.
It's a weird injury report or out for it. Now, listen, this is not an injury report, but Lithgow, the wild thing, is listed as out, lost on his Benoit murder case. He's still trying to prove that, along with his Brody murder case. Number three, we have Gwyn. What is this? Who's writing this shit? Is this Lawson stuff? Gwyn with a bruised ego?
Oh,
bruised ego.
That could be in relation to the
no,
new remake.
No, hold on.
Of Pet Sematary.
I'm getting it in on email right now. They're telling me to that I should really pay attention to that. That the bruised ego was a private thing, meaning that that will affect future events. At number two, we have Lurch with a serious concussion. He is out.
What happened to Lurch? I love that guy.
Well, he got hit with Gimpzilla.
Everybody loves that guy.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't love
Gimpzilla, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is with the tail, the balance of thing. I mean, you're talking about 12 midgets little people. That's why the LPWU is in there, the Little People's Worker Union, in there, because they were paying them all as one person. And that's why they've turned on Varney. Varney apparently was a part of that, Ernest P. Worrell. And Lurch has a concussion. He's out. He got hit in the head with the thing. Thank God he didn't get what Bozo Ford got, number one. And this is not funny, folks. This may spark something. Apparently Bozo number four, the Bozo Clowns, is near death in the hospital.
Get the fuck out
no,
of
he
here.
No, he did. He got hit in the head with that whiplash move with the real person in the background with that $1 million
get
apparatus that Jeff Foxworthy
here.
Put on and got hit in the head with
is
it.
Is that why that we have the whole thing going on with Ronald McDonald and the clown's rights and the gimp's rights?
I would think so, yeah.
That's awful.
Well, if you have 12, listen, do you know how long it takes to get, you're using trapeze stuff, They're getting in a Godzilla suit. The arm is one guy. The arm is one guy. The bicep is one. I mean, the forearm is one guy. The shoulder. I mean, there's two guys in the thighs. There's one down the bottom to keep it grounded. Then you have three in the chest and whatever else. It's like you two in, you have Bubba Gump and Forrest Gump up top. And then you have to have the weight in the background because that's how they lost in that Battle Royal. Remember, they were shot out because they overtoppled it. It's a powerful thing. Ingles power slammed it on top of the scaffold, and Ingles goes to hell. Ingles versus hell, excuse me. And so they had to put a real guy in the back. And when they shot the tail, the whiplash tail, and hit Bozo Four in the head with it directly, and also the same thing happened against Lurch. It flipped, it ripped open the suit, and it was a real guy named Ronald. Now that Ronald ended up being Ronald McDonald, claiming to be the actual original Ronald McDonald. So
we've interviewed him on this very program, I understand completely.
Yes, there is a serious
But as a tabloid
problem.
Reporter, I feel like you're going in a very roundabout fashion
no,
just to
man.
Explain the death
it's,
of this little
look,
fucking gift.
Oh my God, another email coming in. Oh, dude, listen, all I know is there is a war coming with it, and with it many dark times. Is that what that says?
All right, have you finished your injury report, sir?
Yes, I have.
If you can please bear with us, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a commercial break. When we return, we'll be ringside, and we'll see you there.
Lighter than ever. Pass it on. Wesson does feel lighter. This new plastic bottle's easier to handle. It's got a built-in no-dip top. And no more mess.
Wesson's new light plastic bottle is shatterproof, too.
What's best about Wesson is the way it fries. Light, crispy, and juicy. Pick up Wesson in the new plastic bottle. It's lighter than ever. And pass it on.
Kenner's new Stretch Monster.
Look out, Stretch Armstrong! Stretch Monster, stop! This will stop Stretch Monster! No, it won't! He's draining himself! We'll meet again, Shorty!
Stretch Monster, new from Kenner. Stretch Armstrong sold separately.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 54 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Yeah. If you look down at ringside, we have our first match. We have Stashberg facing off against Tim, the Toolman Taylor. This is for the World's Heavyweight Championship. This is an elimination territory. Johnny Zero, what are your thoughts?
After the way Tim has been performing lately, the last man standing, if you will, throwing in a lot of last man staying matches, but he has gotten progressively more brutal as we go on. He may be challenging, you know, for the next anti-hero of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall contest with 10 minutes. There shall be a winner determined by points if necessary, and here we go.
Michael Stidick, Meathead Stashberg in the ring.
You're crazy for taking the old!
He really does think he's British. It's quite upsetting.
He really does. It's kind of sick, man.
It's a weird thing.
He
is part of the Bloody Stash crew, though, so we love him
and
dearly.
Now, straight up power. That's a power. They're coming in the ring. They're backing. They're standing each other down.
Stashberg is much bigger.
Yeah, he's reaching up, and for Tim to do a test of strength, I guess, a lock hands with Tim Allen with a low blow on Stashberg. Unbelievable. Grabs a side headlock. Stashberg flips him off the ropes. Jumps out, back body drop. Oh, Tim Allen felt that one, folks. Tim Allen felt that one. Stashberg hitting with the boots in the head. He's hitting him with the boots in the head. Picks him up again. Body slams him. Press body slams him to the ring, and he's backing him in the corner waiting for that patented Stashberg spear. And he's waiting for him to get up. And Tim Allen is dizzy. He's getting around. Stashberg lunges for it. Nope, Tim Allen moves out of the way. Stashberg lands in the opposing corner and has hit the steel rail.
That's Tim awesome.
Allen. Now, Tim Allen is got his chance here. He needs to take it. And Stashberg's a big man when he goes for that move. If he goes through the other corner, that's a high-risk, high-reward maneuver, but it's also high-risk, folks. Kind of early to go on it with a seasoned professional like the Tool Man, the last man standing, Tim Allen. Tim Allen has now pulled Stashberg out of the corner, and he's pulling him back into the middle of the ring, and he's got a spinning toe hold on him, some kind of weird. He's pulling backwards into an upper chin lock while he has the ankle locked in. Referee is asking, can he tap? No, no, Stashberg has the ropes.
What a great match, sir.
Stashberg has the ropes. He picks it. Stashberg is getting up now, trying to mount some kind of offense. Oh, an upper forearm. Or European upper style. Unbelievable. Upper forearm blow. And Tim Allen hits the mat here. Now, this is where Stash... What is it with Stashberg? He's going out to the top rope. Stashberg, are you... Well, hey, whatever.
Perhaps not in
you're
best
shape. You're all crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't... Hey, man, I have no idea. He's going up to the top rope. He's going up for a big elbow drop off the top. Tim Allen moves out of the way, and oh, he misses. He misses. He misses. Tim Allen is picked up. Stashberg, he rolls him in the ropes. Rolls him up for a small package. One, two, three. The last man standing, Tim Allen.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, the tool man, Tim Allen.
The last man standing. Unbelievable. Who would have thought he would have pulled that off?
Fantastic endeavor, Johnny Zero.
Why would Stashberg be going for the, like, such high-risk maneuvers?
It's go big or go home when you're part of the Bloody Stash crew. That's how we wrestle, and that's why he almost won.
I understand that. But you're also dealing with a very seasoned professional. He may not have all the mic skills and all that stuff, but...
He's a fucking drug addict. How
Tim
dare
Allen.
You?
Oh, get out of here.
Everybody
knows that shit
knows
was planted in his locker by the Dark Heckler, and who I know somehow works with Jerry Lewis and Jerry Springer and the whole Springer Mafia.
You're just a tabloid
trying to bring
reporter.
Down whatever role models we have.
You're a tabloid reporter obsessed with everyone named Jerry. It's sad, it's infantile, and we can see right through your lies.
You're unbelievable.
You're unbelievable, and frankly
you
speaking...
You are suspect, sir.
You
out of line.
You are out of order.
Well, you are out of line, sir. Unbelievable. How do you not... Dude, come on, man. You know that shit was planted in his locker room. Get the fuck out of here with that, man. And it was proven so, and they even tried to put a needle in his arm. Guys, look back at episode, what, four? Was that four? That was early on.
It was 1,000 years ago, John.
Whatever.
It's a sad state of affairs when you're referencing nothing but the old times.
This is a new Tim Allen. Apparently, he's wanting to be called
the
last man standing.
No, let us decree how Stashberg was stolen from his opportunity to secure the World Heavyweight Championship by this drug addict Tim Allen.
Yeah, well, hey, man, everybody makes mistakes. The guy's recovered, you know. He's lost his show because of what.
I'll tell you why he won. It's his enhancement with the illegal steroids, if you will, in the center of the ring. It's sad. A sad state of affairs, sir.
What are you talking about? Stashberg's got 100 pounds on him and probably 7 inches. He just.
That's a big penis, I know.
Yeah, and he. And he just took advantage of the guy. He went up to the top, or he went for his finisher.
Go big or go home.
Well,
I don't know what's fucking tabloid.
He's going home. It looks like he's going home. I mean, you know, you're going to have to respect the man a little bit, at least work him up. You know, that's wrestling 101, dude, at least fighting anyway. Just at least work the man and work a body part. You know, get him dazed and confused before you go for that spear.
I don't know what you do to men and their body parts and work them over, touch them inappropriately.
What are you talking about?
Mean.
Talking about working a body part as far as a contest. And it's supposed to be an exhibition, at least, of sports at its finest. The sport of kings, if you will.
I'm ashamed to be working with you in this capacity. There's a travesty of justice. I mean, let's recap the evening alone. The world's heavyweight tag team champions are stripped of their title unceremoniously and illegally by the urban folklore, old men who could never defeat them in any capacity.
What are you talking about? Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford whipped that ass, dude. What the fuck are you talking about? What you talking about?
Your S&M is not what I'm discussing right now. This is pro wrestling at its finest. Yes,
they whipped their ass right in the middle.
Right in the middle, whipping their ass. What's wrong with you?
In the middle of the ring, they kicked their fucking ass, dude.
It's sad, if you will.
They didn't want it. There's new world tag team champions. History was made. The people are happy. I mean, listen to them.
Oh, I'm listening.
I mean.
I don't like what I hear.
People tell you everything you want to know, right?
What are your thoughts on this? I mean, we have new world heavyweight tag team champions.
I think there's new world tag team champions. I think a new era has begun. I think it's been a long time overdue because of Fred's. You know, Fred Sanford's heart, you know, with the Elizabeth and I'm coming to see you, baby, and, you know, all that stuff like that. Now it's become a reality. And Archie Bunker and him, you know, Archie was there at his side 24 hours, even slept in the... I saw him. We had... You did, too. We saw the hospital report.
Don't drag me into this.
Oh, you were there, though. You saw it. You saw the video thing. He was sitting by the you know, we had the, you know, the Frontiersman was there, the working man James Evans, but Bunker stayed there with him. I just think it's good for the sport. Archie Bunker and Fred Sanford have united Uncle Sam and Santa Claus, dude. Who doesn't love Santa Claus? I mean, come on. You know, we'll see who their first contenders will be. And somebody really needs, you want to talk about travesties of justice. Somebody really needs to get Dr. Huxtable out of this fucking sport, dude.
Why would you say that?
Because whatever he's putting in these fucking medical bags, man. I mean, you know, I mean, how many matches have we seen? How many careers have been ended? I mean, how many, you know, come on, man.
With that, Johnny Zero, we're going to take a commercial break. Please bear with us momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. In the squared circle currently, if we look, there is Mr. George the Snake Jefferson and his opponent coming down to the ring.
Here we go. Wow, with his headband on, his tie-dyed headband, and he's dancing there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tag team partner of the Living Dream.
Walking on sunshine. Living the dream, Lamont.
Formerly known as Disco DeMond Wilson. Look how far he's come. Oh, and he's loving it. Fans are loving it.
A huge crowd favorite, to say the least.
Absolutely.
It must be his former affiliation with the Bloody Stash Clothing Company.
Oh, I doubt that. He's taking his time to give every high five around the ring to all the little kids.
He's become such a fan favorite.
He's taken off one of his giant headband, his tie-dyed headbands, and he's putting on one of the kids in the front row. Isn't that great? What a role model he's become. Lamont Sanford.
This is a one-fall contest with a 15-minute time limit.
Well, here we go. Lamont getting in there. Now, you better be careful with George Jefferson now.
That is the snake, John.
But he does. Yes, he is.
He's a fantastic competitor, an angry little man.
Yes, he is. And he has slightly adopted a Jake Roberts type of style to his
snake. I would say that, sure.
Yeah.
His appearance and his mannerisms.
Yeah. He gets in your head. He's not anybody to play with. They're locking him in the middle of the ring. Lamont's obviously going to have a height leverage advantage. Goes back to the corner. Referee's counting one, two, three. Breaks it out. Jefferson slides out of the ring. He's taunting Lamont. He's just staring at fans in the audience. Unbelievable. Comes back and he's arguing with the referee. Pulls down Lamont's foot. Lamont hits the mat, and he's busting his leg into the steel turnbuckle.
Oh, that's
the steel
awful.
Post outside the ring. Unbelievable.
A fine
now that
competitor, sir.
Yes, he is. He comes back in the ring. Now he's setting up Lamont. He's Irish whipping him back into the other corner. Comes back in with an elbow. Oh, he comes down. Picks him up again. And he's got for a short arm clothesline. Short arm clothesline. Unbelievable. And Mr. Jefferson is
always thinking.
He's pointing to his head right now, tapping on his head. Unbelievable. Picks up Lamont.
John, I got to tell you, I'm so sorry to take the play-by-play away from you.
Do it.
On Saturday morning, we are going to see Stephen Keaton facing off against the one and only Big Jack Sullivan. And then we'll have the Rawhide Kid face off against Corporal Punishment. After we see the winner of tonight's match for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, that would be great.
The elimination matches.
All right, let me get back to the ring now. Looks like Sherman Hensley's got, Lamont. Lamont is, he's trying to put him, oh my God, he's calling for a DDT.
This early in the match.
Yes, he has, this early in the match. He nails it. Gets it over one, two. Lamont's leg is too long. Gets on the ropes.
Oh my goodness, saving himself with the ropes.
Unbelievable,
sir.
But he's not, he's throwing the referee out of the way. And he's putting the boots to Lamont. Lamont is kicked out of the ring.
Dazed and confused, if you will.
Yes, and we have Sherman Hemsley. We have Mr. Jefferson the Snake going up to the top rope. And he's jumping on the top with a double axe handle in the back on Lamont.
Oh, that's vicious.
Oh, and it busted through the steel railing outside our ring. Unbelievable. We better watch out, man. It's getting close to us. And he picks him up and he throws him back in the ring. Now Hemsley is going up again to the top rope. And he's taking his time. He's looking around the crowd and pointing his head. Says, what does he think? He knows more than we do?
Obviously.
Like we haven't seen
this
before.
I mean, you're
before.
A tabloid
like,
reporter. My goodness.
Come on. Look what this man is doing. Oh, and Lamont has gotten up and catches him at the top rope. Has caught him. He's fighting back and forth, back and forth. Lamont launches him on the top rope. And oh, there went Snake Jefferson down on the mat. Now Lamont is going up to the top. He's going for it. Is it? Could it be glitter from above? Glitter from above. He's got the glitter in his hand. Jumps off with a flying leg drop. 1, 2.
And unbelievably, George Jefferson kicks out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a fantastic array in the squared circle. I got to tell you, we're going to keep you here as long as we possibly can.
Yes.
6:05 Eastern, live Sunday night. The best athletics imaginable, Johnny Zero.
This is just an unbelievable match. Unbelievable wrestlers. The best show on television. Anywhere, and we're going to keep here as long as we can.
Oh my God, John, look, he gets him in a headlock and then